Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gott, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gott providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gott's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. Thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Jason Fitz is going to join us because he has been claiming that he has the best Halloween house in the entire country. We have Tim Legler on our show every year, but we're going to go Jason Fitz on Stupidity because Fitz, every year we have Legler on our show, Stanzik, Fitz texts me something saying, hey, you're interviewing the wrong guy for Halloween. That guy should be me. So we'll do it here on Stupidity. Why not? We love Jason Fitz, you know?
Yeah, big fan of Jason Fitz. It's a weird flex by him to like claim the mantle of Halloween guy, but I guess he's got a lot to prove, so we'll see.
Yes, you're right. And listen, you have never been more right about anything in your entire life. It is the lamest beef in the history of beefs. Legler and Fitz duking it out for who has the better Halloween house.
Do you think Legler even knows there's a beef? Probably not, right?
No.
Do you think he knows who Fitz is?
No. No, I didn't know who Fitz was. Oh my God. But Fitz is outraged about this, so I want to give him a chance to talk about his Halloween house, what he does, all the decorations, the candy, all that stuff. So Jason Fitz, whom we love on Stupid, and we love Legs too, but we're going to give Fitz an opportunity because I have a feeling Legler will be on the radio show. Stanzik, you big on Halloween or like?
No, not really. I mean, I'm not one of those people that like goes full well into a holiday. Like I don't, you know, go too crazy, but you know, as a kid, free candy, pretty awesome.
Yeah. Will you have candy outside your house or what are you doing?
No, I think me and the fiance are going to walk around with our nieces and nephews. So I don't think it'll be too extravagant, but
well, that's very nice. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And hopefully you and your fiance one day will walk around with your own kids. I mean,
yeah, maybe we'll see. Yeah.
You didn't seem too excited about that.
Well, you know, she's excited enough for the both of us.
Okay. She's got enough for both.
Plenty of excitement there in the future child department.
Okay. I mean, and you can imagine me walking my kids when they were kids around my neighborhood, right?
What do we think? Like a big glass of tequila there?
Big gin and tonic.
Big cup.
Okay. Gin and tonic on the golf cart, telling my kids, hey, if they have peanut M&Ms, go in and get me a bag. Listen, I would always tell them like, hey, grab a candy bar. You know, you go to the house, they say, hey, just take one or two. And I always say like, hey, grab the one or two and then distract them. Like, you know, it's Halloween. Everyone's going to be scared. Everyone's on edge. Okay. Just distract them. When they turn their head, grab more candy. That's what I always told my kids to do. My kids prided themselves on always having the most candy of anyone in the neighborhood. How about that?
That sounds like you.
Yes, it does. So Halloween is a very big deal on our show. And it has been since we started doing our show, the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gott. We had Mike McCarthy on. He would tell us stories about going around Green Bay, Wisconsin on a kimono tractor.
He was wearing a kimono?
No, he was not wearing a kimono. He would drive around because there was so much snow on the ground in a tractor. That's what he would do.
I just can't get the visual of him wearing a kimono out of my head.
He was also Fred Flintstone for Halloween one year. McCarthy. The two things I just told you, we had McCarthy on the show 12 times. I am telling you, the things I just revealed to you are the two most interesting things he's ever said. Not just on our interviews, in life.
Yeah. He had an offense out of the Stone Ages. Man.
It's why Aaron Rodgers. Yes. Yes, it's why Aaron Rodgers fired him and got LaFleur. LaFleur's got big bars.
Wow.
So you're not big on Halloween. That's disappointing.
Depressing. Why? Are you?
I mean, whatever.
Do you guys give out the big candy bars? I hope.
Listen, what I do, you're not going to do, you get a candy bar and a hot take. I mean,
whatever the costume is, you just have a take on it. You're like, oh, Robin Hood, huh?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, stealing from the rich. Cool. Yeah,
exactly. I give him a take on Robin Hood. Kid comes in. Occasionally, you know, a snide remark. You come in as a Yankee player while you wear a Mets uniform, you know, stuff like that. I did that. It actually happened one year. I said, hey, put on a Mets uniform. And he told me the Yankees have 27 more World Series than they do. Little snot. Anyway. So we had Mike McCarthy on, we have Tim Legler on, and then we had Jim Harbaugh on one year. Stancic, I want you to play this out because I think it's laugh out loud funny. This is as on brand as I've ever heard anyone in my entire life. Here is Jim Harbaugh on with me and Dan talking about his experience and his kids' experience on Halloween.
You've raised your kids to be overly competitive about Halloween, right?
Yeah, the hustle. That's how you get more candy.
He's right.
Well, how's the hustle work?
You can get a lot of candy by going out there and walking from house to house, but you can get a lot more by jogging from house to house. And if you can throw some, and if you can sprint, then you'll get the most candy.
Right. But okay, so do your kids train for Halloween?
Yeah, we get prepared, and that's the strategy, is to run. You know, go as long as we can, as fast as we can, and don't worry. And then the strategy of having a second costume ready. Once you've hit every house in the neighborhood,
you want to
come home, you want to change into a secondary costume and go back and hit all the houses again.
Excellent.
Stancic, how great is that? How on brand is that for Jim Harbaugh?
Who is that guy asking the questions?
I don't know. He sounded fat. Stupidity. And I got an idea for Jim Harbaugh this year for a Halloween costume. How about you dress up as a good head coach? Someone necessary, rude and mean, but I loved it. Jason Fitz joins us on Stupidity. Stupidity! All right, let's bring on Jason Fitz here on Stupidity. You can check him out every morning. Golic and Wingo. Should be Golic Jr. and Wingo. Fitz is in the Fitz tank. Plus, he has a show right before them. What's the name of that show right before them? It's on ungodly hours that you do that show. What's the name of it?
It's First and Last, because sometimes we're the first show and sometimes we're the last show that people listen to. Come on now, Stu Gatz. It's 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time. And we get everything. We are sort of the appetizer before Golic and Wingo, the main course.
Okay. No, I realize that. That was very rude. It's a rude way to start an interview. I am sorry. I should not be so rude on Halloween. And I used to tell Golic Jr., by the way, that I was going to fire up this ISDN unit that I'm on right now. And I would tell Golic Jr., hey, I'm going to join him for that second hour. And he actually believed me.
That's his fault, man. That is his fault.
Stancic, how many times do you think I did that?
Oh, zero. That's not even a question.
Right. How many times do you think I actually thought about it?
Zero.
Even the time when I was telling him I was going to do it?
And still weren't thinking about doing it.
So we love Jason Fitz. I did notice earlier this week you were at your house. Was that your house you were at? Your house, you're doing Halloween updates from your house, correct?
Yeah, I'm doing the Halloween updates because I basically went to everybody and said, look, it's Halloween, I got to go home. So, you know, we do like a massive, and we've done this for over a decade. We do this massive party in Nashville at the house, and it used to be where we would do a trick-or-treat thing. We used to do it all in one night. So we would have all the kids come through the whole house. They'd have to make it through the whole house, and we'd have our different friends be in different rooms scaring kids in every room as different characters from movies. And then afterwards, we'd have a big party. We finally eventually figured out it was too much work for one night. So now we do like a big haunted thing for Halloween night. But the night before this year is the Halloween party. So about 100 people will come over and make bad life decisions while in costume in my house. And I will tell you, the creepiest one year was a guy that came dedicated, and he was in a clown outfit, and he had a balloon that said, get well. And he wouldn't talk to anybody all night. He just sat in the corner. And I finally, after like 4 hours of him sitting there, I finally walked up to him and said, look, man, if you're going to come to my house and murder me, at least I should have the right to know who you are. So he whispered in my ear, told me who he was. And to this day, most of our friends have no idea. He never said a word all night long. That's the commitment to the party you get down here in Nashville.
Was it Trey Wingo?
It was not Trey Wingo. We couldn't get Trey in that guy. Come on, we couldn't get Trey in a costume for that.
That's a good point. What are these costume restrictions or requirements to go into this party?
The real requirement is that you got to be creative. Now, you know, between Sunny, my wife, and I, we have a lot of friends that have been in the entertainment business or were at one point in the entertainment business. So people are all in on it. It gets bigger and bigger. Like, 1 year, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Scream, Stu Gatz. Have you ever seen Scream?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So the beginning of the movie where Drew Barrymore sees her boyfriend get gutted, right? The 1 year, Sonny was Drew Barrymore with, like, the rope and, like, the hang dead Drew Barrymore. And I was the boyfriend being gutted. So I had to attach a chair to my upper portion of my body, wear black pants behind it, and then have, like, innards and fake legs draped in front of the chair. Like, that's the level of commitment every year. 1 year, I wore drywall stilts so I could be a 9-foot Frankenstein all night, which was a great idea until too many jello shots. So the commitment is real.
Most famous person to attend one of Jason Fitz's Halloween parties.
Oh, man, that's a good question. It depends on what you're into. Like, I don't know, there hasn't been, like, that many super famous people, I don't think.
Waiting on names here, Fitz. Come on,
yeah,
buddy.
Let's go. Listen, exactly. You know, stop speed throwing it up. Time and give us a name. I mean, I'm into? I'm into f***ing sports. Yeah. That's what I'm into, Fitz.
Fame. Just say it. Right. I'm just saying.
Jason Aldean. Like, let's go.
No, Jason Aldean. This year, Chris Young. Country superstar.
Nice. Ooh, all right.
Yeah, Stancy.
By the way, Fitz was all kind of pissed off when we had Zach Brown on our show. He's the country music, so he knows Zach. We had him on the show. Zach blew him off. Out of that,
I mean, I've made money from Zach. Has paid me to play with that band, and then he comes on your show. Can't get him on Golic.
Has he been to a Halloween party?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. I've had Jason Aldean on the show as well. I have his number right now. I'm staring at it. You want it?
Fitz's Halloween party is a flyover state.
Oh, man, you know what? There's so much. I've had the cops come every year. The last couple of years they come, they're like, hey, can we come after we're off work? I'm just saying, this party's epic.
All right. Are you going to give us a famous person or no?
I gave you Chris Young.
Someone more famous, though.
There's nobody more famous. Not really that many famous people have come to the party.
I don't know. You started with me and my wife. We're both in the entertainment industry, so all these famous people are coming around, and you couldn't come up with any famous people.
I mean, they're really...
Exactly, because the way it sounds now, Fitz, I got to be honest, if I show up to one of these parties, I will be the most famous person to ever attend one of these.
You're not going to show up, though.
Well, I mean...
You're right.
A, you would just say you were going to be there and then not show up, but B, you would be the most famous person. You know, okay. I mean, that's okay.
Feed the ego, Fitz. It's the right way to do it. Feed the ego.
It's also a little bit like, it's a little more difficult. You know, this time of year, it's not, right. And I don't want to be music business mingling either. Like, I don't know.
I got you. Fitz, I want to tell you something, though, okay? I mean, every year we have Tim Legler on our show to walk us around his Halloween house, okay?
It's cute.
It's cute. I know. See? Here's the tension, Stanzik, I'm telling you. And every year I get a text from Jason Fitz saying, hey, you're interviewing the wrong guy for Halloween.
it would be the most factually accurate thing I've ever seen. I mean, look, there's so much love for Halloween in general. I respect anybody that puts on a big display. I respect it. I'm in for it. It's great. You know, and Legs is, it's cute. It's fine. Like, to put in perspective what we do in the front lawn, is we build horror movie scenes from different movies from all different eras using mannequins that we store all year long. And so we recreate these different scenes. So, like, 1 year we had Drew Barrymore hanging from the tree and her gutted boyfriend. 1 year she was stuck in the garage door that we put in the front lawn. So this year we have, like, Beetlejuice. We have a boat flipped over to represent Jaws with a shark coming over it. Michael Myers. We got a tent with somebody dead and Jason Voorhees next to it. A couple of different Pennywise. You got to go through the whole lawn to get the full experience, right? And then what happens on Halloween night is our friends come over and replace these mannequins. So the whole community drives by the house like a Christmas house. You know, they drive by and they check it out. And we get people every night of the week come through. And on the weekends, like, we'll go out, scare people, give out candy, do that thing. And then on Halloween night, a bunch of my friends come over and we replace all of the mannequins with actual people. So all of a sudden, the kids that have been coming through and they think, hey, this Michael Myers isn't real. No, on Halloween night it is. So I'm amazed we haven't been. We live in the South. I'm not sure. I don't know how we haven't been shot, but somehow we haven't been shot yet, which is a victory.
And are you paying these friends to just sit there all night?
No. They just
what are they doing it for?
The joy of watching little kids. There was a few years ago that we were having a party in East Nashville. We were having the trick-or-treat section. You had to get through the whole house, like I said, horror kids, right? And so what we did is we took the one room and we lined it in black plastic because we jack up all the rooms so they don't feel like regular rooms. And I was in a clown outfit at the end holding the bowl of candy. And so the little kid came up and tried to grab the candy, and then I just moved quickly. And all of a sudden, the kid turns around to run. Well, by the time he turns around, my buddy that's like 6'4", standing there with the chainsaw, chasing him out the door. As this group of kids run out the stairs, one lady, no lie, drops her baby while she's screaming, sweet baby Jesus, drops her baby on the stairs. And then another kid, his pants fell down because he was, you know, wearing them. He should have had a belt. His pants fell down. Didn't stop him. He ran down the street with no pants up the entire way running out of the house. We like to scare people.
I mean, it seems like a lot of work. I gotta be honest.
It seems really dangerous too. We got babies dropping, a 6'4" guy chasing a kid with a chainsaw.
I mean, Fitz, there's an easier way. Just put a bowl of candy outside, turn your lights off, and call it a day.
You know, the sad thing is, we start in about August. It's about August that we start building stuff. Yeah, the decorations are out in front of the house by early September, and then the scenes evolve by. By the end of September, the scenes are all done, and it's up for the community, and it's all lit. And then it stays up. And then the crazy thing is that on the day after Halloween, all of it gets taken down, all the mannequins get washed off, and then a couple of days after that, they go back out representing different movie scenes from Christmas movies. I like to go straight from the scary straight to the joy.
Well, do you ever add? Like, Legler is constantly adding to what he has at the house. Like, are you constantly making additions to what it is you're presenting on Halloween?
Oh, 1,000%. Like, it changes every year. So even the outdoor display changes, and then the theme inside changes every year for the party. So last year was a psychiatric ward, so we had different, like, rooms that were built throughout. We used all sorts of weird plastic to make different room shapes. So then you could put animatronic things in different rooms so they lunge out to people. So for the party itself, starting at about 7 o'clock, we'll have a couple of actors that come in that are going to be in full for Carnival. This year's the theme. So we have full clown actors that are coming in to scare people that are actual human beings. Plus we've added 3 or 4 animatronics this year. And then we've added a photo booth this year so people can get the, do the whole like photo strips. So
I mean, what the f is the budget for your Halloween, man? Mine's $4, a bag of mixed candies to throw them in a bowl, turn the lights off.
I got no kids. That's the craziest thing. I don't have kids. So this is where like, I don't have to worry about tuition and things. No, I mean, the funniest thing this year though is, you know, obviously Sonny's in Tennessee. I'm in Connecticut. So I got a couple of animatronics, like a 6-foot-tall Pennywise and a 6-foot-tall Jason Voorhees. Got him, put him in my little apartment in Connecticut, feeling good about this. Then we realized we needed him for the, you know, got to have him for the party. Like if I'm going to be on TV, I want as many, you know, animatronic things around me as possible. Right. So I went and bought a suitcase and I take these things apart and I shove them in a suitcase. I take them to TSA to fly from Connecticut down to Nashville. You know, you tag the bag, you take it over to the little scanner, it goes to the scanner, they x-ray it. I hear the x-ray guy say, "What the?" And that's all I hear. And I turn around, I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry. There's animatronics in there." So, like, that's a Pennywise and a Jason Voorhees. So that's not a real machete. I cannot believe I got through security after I tried to take fake machetes in my suitcase. I don't understand it at all.
Animatronics, you have said that word 8 times. Not only do I not know what it means, but I mean, Stantic and I are laughing via text, right? This is your fucking Super Bowl, Fitz. I mean, holy shit.
Hey, you know what? This is my time. Animatronic is...
is your time. I mean, it's ridiculous. Listen, Stantic, if you ever read an article in the newspaper about Jason Fitz going broke, it will be because of Halloween, okay?
Oh, that's 1,000% true. I will say animatronics are, they have motors in them, so they move and they make noise. And, you know, you gotta be particular on that. So anytime like you get one, you gotta make sure you like the voice on it or you can turn the voice off. Cause a lot of times you'll see one that's like, oh, that looks like a teeter totter. But then you hear them talk and you're like, I don't like the voices. So you gotta be really particular. So like the Pennywise that's animatronic moves forward and side to side. So he lunges at you. And while he's lunging at you, it's the voice from the movie talking about how, you know, he's gonna kill you. And then we have like a little, for example, we have a brain eater zombie that's animatronic that just sits there and looks and looks and looks and looks. And then every once in a while just lunges forward and snaps forward and jumps out at you. So you got to have those mixed in with the mannequins and the real people so that you never know what's going to move, what's not going to move, and what's human. Come on, Stugatz, this is basic 101.
I mean, it's not. It's the furthest thing from basic. Okay. I mean, it really isn't. What's the costume that you are... Stanzik, what's the costume you are proudest of that you have worn for Halloween? I'm just wondering.
So I feel like Fitz is going to laugh at me, but my favorite costume I've ever worn is I went to a costume party as an adult and I wore gray sweatpants, a gray hooded sweatshirt, and a trash bag over that. And my costume was, Fitz, any guesses?
I don't know.
Bradley Cooper's character from Silver Linings Playbook. I'm so disappointed in you, too.
why are you disappointed? No one would know that. So Fitz, he is presenting this like he dressed up as like Pacino in Scarface.
No, I'm proud of it because it was a last minute easy costume to put together. And my thought process was, if anyone at this party recognizes who I am, that's someone I'm going to want to talk to.
Yeah, okay. That's the problem, though. Like, there's so little thought in that, Stan. It's like, you're better than that. For me, when I did the Frankenstein costume that I said I was on drywall stilts, I also had like these things put all over my head to make me look like Frankenstein. The coolest moment of that was as I was leaning down because we don't have really tall ceilings. So like my head kept hitting the ceiling as I was leaning down to one of my closest friends in life. And I was giving him the layout of where the trash can punch is. That's the punch we put in blood bags that you have to drink when you come in. I was giving him the layout of where the alcohol is. He leans up, he looks up at me. He's like, "That's awesome. Can you tell me where Fitz is so I can say hi?" And I'm like, "Attaboy." That's when you know you've done it well. I'm just saying. I was proud.
That's great. Mine was Ken O'Brien.
Oh, good God. Good God. You went as a barely memorable Jets quarterback? Like, that was your best one?
That's all we have is something. Barely memorable Jet quarterback.
That's fair, Stu Gatz. I mean, that is a...
You want to go about the Namath? Where do you want me to go?
Well, you know, that's probably fair. It's you can do better, though. I mean, you're better.
I don't want to do better, though. That's the thing. I don't take Halloween nearly as seriously as you do. I appreciate how seriously you take it. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Have you ever scared a kid so badly that the parents have come back and yelled at you?
No, and usually what happens, like, on Halloween night, if I notice the kid's really, really, really scared, I'll just, like, take the mask off and, like, hang out with them and walk them through. And then, actually, what you end up doing is making fans of them. They become Halloween fans. It's actually really cool.
All right, let's talk about ZipRecruiter for a minute here. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Alturo's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified candidates. So he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted a job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is so effective for businesses of all sizes? Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. StuPod. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
What kind of candy are we getting at the Fitz house?
Hey, it better be big bars, dude.
It's full-size candy bar. I discovered a new candy bar today. I didn't know it even existed, and what? I'm not proud of the number of them I've eaten because I've been so clean this year, and now all of a sudden it's off the rails.
You look great when I saw you, I gotta be honest. You look better than you ever looked, and I say that that being the first time I ever saw you. So anyway, go ahead.
That's fair. It's a gigantic Reese's candy bar with Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I love it.
Peanut butter within it. Caramel in it. It's like the outrageous Reese's. I don't know.
Yeah, it's great.
All I know is it was huge, and I had 2 of them during Go Look and Wingo, and I was like, what's happened to my life? Like, all of a sudden, it's completely off the rails.
It's just what the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup needs, more peanut butter. I mean, it's fantastic. Well,
it was a delight. Yeah, full candy bars up here for Halloween night. But throughout the course of the season, there's still candy given out constantly. My candy budget's got to be through the roof.
I want you to put a number on this because I'm concerned about you. I'm being dead serious here. Okay, how much money are you spending each year on Halloween?
More than my salary.
No, I mean,
sounds like more than mine. Yeah.
I feel like there's always 3 or 4 animatronic things in those. The animatronics that like that. There's all 3 or 4 moving things. We'll say it that way. And those are a couple $100 each. And then, I always bring in food for the party. I don't bring in like cater. I just find some cheap place that makes cheap pasta. Because all anybody wants is carbs when they're as drunk as they get. So I don't know. And then alcohol, like the biggest part of the budget is alcohol. Like we hire a buddy of ours that's a bartender to come in and just pour drinks all night for everybody. We pre-bag. Like I said, the blood bags, the jello shots, the test tube samples, they all have liquor in them. I don't know, probably $3,000, $4,000, probably out. It's a lot of money.
Like I said, more than my salary.
I mean, that's a lot of money for me, you know.
Certainly for doing this. That's for sure. He is spending more than
as much as much as I would put at a blackjack table on a Friday night if my last name was Golic. Come on now. I mean, we all have different priorities.
Do you agree that Mike Golic Sr. is the, of all the people that work at ESPN, the door that you most want to knock on Halloween would be Mike Golic Sr.?
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. No, but no, I don't know because
take yourself out of the equation, okay?
And just for candy. Candy purposes only.
Just for candy purposes, yes.
You don't have to knock on his door, though. Let's all be honest. Senior's definitely a leave the barrel outside and just trust everybody because I don't want to deal with that bull.
And Junior's the kid who comes by and puts all of that into his pillowcase, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I feel like Junior is the over-aggressive talker when you knock on the door. Like, I don't really want you to tell me how nice my costume is. Just give me the damn candy and let me move on. Right. I feel like Junior's going to be like, oh, my God, I love that. That's great. What was the inspiration? How'd you make it? Like, he's going to be too nice. So, right. You know, maybe in this instance, Trey's the way to go.
Like, hey, Fitz, I got to tell you, but all this sounds like, all right, just trying to read between the lines here, it sounds like you want more airtime.
I mean, hey, hello. Like, you think I got where I got in life by being subtle about that stuff? Come on.
I certainly didn't.
I'm a driven man, Stugatz. This is the way it works. I wear people down until they're finally just tired of me, and then they're like, fine, give the little guy whatever he wants so he shuts up. That's why
I noticed that. I saw your Halloween skills when I was up there in Bristol. You go door-to-door to all the upper management, and you walk through with a pillowcase asking for more opportunities. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And then they give me more, and I walk in. I'm like, that was nice. That was a tasty treat, but I'd like more. Like, I'm an addict at this point, and basically all ESPN's doing is giving me my drugs one tiny, tiny portion at a time. You
it's
know?
So it's, great.
It's part of my charm.
You're awesome at what you do, though, man. You really are. Oh, thanks, you're fantastic. Do you like the name Fish Tank that we gave you for your update room?
I did.
We could do better, though, I think.
It's not alliterative, though. Like Fort Fitz, I feel like feels pretty good.
Fitz Tank, not great. Let's explore this, though. Like all the people at ESPN, everyone we work with, the person's door you would most want to knock on for Halloween, and then let's get to the person you would least want to knock on their door. But let's start with the person you would most want to knock on their door. Is it Mike Golub Sr. or someone else?
No. For the whole company, if I can knock on anybody's door, it's SVP. SVP wow. feels like he's going to have, like, it's going to be good candy for SVP. Right. And he's going to be just indifferent enough that he doesn't take any of your time. He's just going to be like, take my candy and leave.
So Stanzik and I were thinking about this. We feel like you can't get within 5 miles of SVP's house. That's the problem.
Oh, now that's a good point.
It's a good one to go to. You just got to know the security code.
Yeah. What do you want to bet, like, if you actually got to the house, like, there's a full cake there? Because they're like, congratulations, you made it through the Hunger Games, you may now have a full cake. Like, I feel
like you have to hop on a boat somehow to get to his house, like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Brady's thing, like a moat or something like that.
There's no doubt. And it's easy. The opposite end of this spectrum, oh, this is the easiest question in the world. Like, if there's one guy you don't want to end up knocking on the door to get candy from, it's Will Cain, right? Like, Will Cain's not going to have good candy.
Wait, why not? I think he's going to give you, you know, candy rep with a truth.
That's a problem.
A truth bar.
While you're getting the banana now and later you didn't want, you're going to get truth during the entire thing. So it's going to be bad candy with big takes. I'm out on that completely.
I think it's Paul Feinbaum. That's who I think. Feinbaum wants nothing to do with Halloween, wants nothing to do with the kids. Like, I think lights are out and there's not even a bowl of candy outside.
Oh, that's a good fair point. And like, he'll trash the whole thing. Like, he might actually stand outside his door and tell you why the candy isn't worth it while you're walking by his house. He'll be like, that's overrated. That candy's trash.
Who's the UNICEF person at our company?
Oh man.
Like that person. Like, listen, UNICEF is great. It's a great cause, but UNICEF is all, give me a couple of pennies, but also give me a couple of candy bars. I was telling Stans, there's a guy in my neighborhood who only gives the kids coins. And I told them next year, I come back to your house. If there's no candy bars, I'm going to punch you in the face. Like, that's what Halloween is all about. Okay.
Oh, man. Like, who is, hey, let's use this time and do something good, guy.
Like the toothbrush guy or the UNICEF guy?
Oh, who is the toothbrush guy has to be Sal Pal, right?
You know, I could see, I love the guy. So, like, now he's never going to talk to me again, but see Shefty being the toothbrush guy.
Wow.
Really?
I could see Shefty.
Are we just going with guys that have white teeth?
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, like, Shefty's kind of conservative with a lot of that stuff. Like, you know, he's just sort of like, hey guys, I could see Shefty giving you like a small candy and a toothbrush. Like, so that way you have everything covered.
Little Tootsie Roll and a toothbrush?
Yeah, Tootsie Roll and a toothbrush.
I'm trying to think of someone with dirty teeth in our,
Spectacular. This is spectacular. How to make sure I never get a meeting again brought to me by Stu.
No one listens, Fitz. You're good.
Listen, this podcast can either launch your career or it can end it. I mean,
it's a trick or treat, quite literally.
And there's no in between.
This is everything I didn't think I needed. I don't know. You're making relationships one beat at a time, Stu. Got you. You were in Bristol for like 3 seconds, and now all of a sudden you're coming back and you're trashing people's candy. I don't know. Like, what's your candy situation?
I'm not trashing anyone. What am I trashing here? I'm just saying. Feinbaum seems like a guy who doesn't enjoy Halloween. That's all. He's too busy firing coaches.
I mean, I think Feinbaum, though. Like, I don't know this. I just think on November 1st, he seems like the kind that puts his feet up, lights a cigar, sits back and puts on some sort of classic, timeless Christmas music on vinyl.
Right.
And he plays with the crackle in the back, and he just sits back and, like, sips on a drink, smokes a pipe, and realizes Christmas is the season. I could see that from Feinbaum. Like, it seems fancy and classy enough from him.
I want to get you out of here because I know you,
I got one addendum. One addendum I didn't even think of. If we're going to talk about the guy that's going to be worst for Halloween, it's got to be Pollock. I work with Pollock every Saturday morning on Countdown to Game Day, which you can watch in the ESPN app and anywhere you get your social live streams. Over a million people hang out with us every single week at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. You can hang out with me, Maria Taylor, and David Pollock there. Pollock hasn't had a sweet in like 10 years unless he's been told he has to, and he doesn't believe in sweets in general. He finds them to be a disgrace and something that makes you feel disgusting afterwards, so why would you waste your time and your calories with it? So you get an apple and a lecture from him. So yeah, I'm out on that one.
That is an outrage. You know what I give out for Halloween? Plugs. I mean...
I got that covered, all that.
You did a very good job of it. What do you like more, okay? Performing in front of thousands, which you have done many, many times, hosting Golic and Wingo, or Halloween? It seems like nothing makes you happier than Halloween. Nothing.
Oh, man. So I'll say the cliche answer is hosting Golic and Wingo.
Now give me the real answer. Right?
Yeah.
It's Halloween, man. It's just like there's something about getting... Just the number of my friends that every year that I'll be cheesy and sentimental for a minute. I have a pretty wide range of friends from different walks of life, and most of them, a lot of them, wouldn't have ever met each other. And now some of them are incredibly kind and like good friends with each other. So every year at Halloween, you look around, you're like, man, if you can find one thing that brings a bunch of different people together, you can widen your circle. And it's really cool. And it's an awe inspiring moment every single year. So I will take Halloween in a moment of sentimentality. But you're right. Yeah. Having played for, I mean, the largest crowd was 110,000. Having played for that, it ranks third in that list. You like that humble?
I gotta say that felt like a lecture, Fitz. Yeah. I wanted candy, not a lecture.
It was. It was a full on lecture.
Oh my god!
It was a bit of a hey, look at me moment too. You know, I felt good about that one.
110,000 people. Jesus Christ! Were you nervous doing that or what?
No. The funniest thing for me is like the first time I ever did TV, like a big TV thing for music. For country, I was playing actually, it was a song for Tim McGraw that they took the live performance, they turned it into a signal, it was a song called If You're Reading This, and it was on the ACM Awards, which happened every spring. And I was so, like, having a good time that I had my phone out, and I was trying to, like, take a little video before all of it started, and they got in our ears, and they're like, we're going live! So, as the screens were coming up, I dropped my cell phone and picked my violin up. I never really, like, never got nervous, I always just wanted to appreciate the moment. So, that's how I've always lived.
I'm thinking Jay Billis is not.
Jay would be terrible with the candy, right? Like Jay's
just awful.
But Jay is a particularly he's a tall dude, so we might have big candy. Like big guys, big candy. So that could be the one saving grace. Like you're going to get a normal size candy bar from him because it feels tiny when you're as tall as Jay Billis is.
All right, I want to have you back on here to talk about your music career. Okay, and we're not going to do it now. Today was all about Halloween. If you would like to on the way out, talk some. Can trash to Legler, go ahead. Just let us have it. Okay.
I mean, no, it's cute. Like, if you just want to go to the store and buy what they have and put it in your house, it's fine. Like, some of us want to create scenes and art every year using mannequins and creativity. But whatever. And I wonder why Legs doesn't talk to me in the halls. I wonder.
He has met his match. That's why he's intimidated by you. Maybe because he doesn't know who you are. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's a fair point. Maybe if you came to my Halloween party next year, we could do Stupidity live from the party and just see where it goes as we drink more.
This is one of those occasions where I'm going to say yes, knowing I'm not going to do it.
Just, 1,000%.
Never going to happen.
But 100%. I'm in. Okay? Stantic, let's make this happen. Okay?
All right. Done.
Quick game of athletes, people in sports who connote Halloween on the way out. Reese Davis. Ha! Your boy, Reese Davis. Let's go, Fitz. What do you got? John Candelaria.
What do you not
Chris
like
Weber.
People in sports who connote things that are Halloween. So
Jose Bautista, Joey Bats.
There you go. Fitz, you're struggling here. You're the Halloween master. Come on, Fitz.
I got nothing.
We're going to call Legler if you don't think of one.
Hold on. You want us to help you out here? Or?
Yeah. Keep going.
All right. Daryl Dawkins, Chaco Thunder.
Hersey Hawkins.
Golly. Hersey Hawkins. You guys are fast at this.
We're good at this. Listen, the reason we're so good at this, and we'll give you some time to catch up and think for a second, it's all we do on this podcast.
God, I should have thought of this.
It's more than a crunch.
Yeah, I should have thought of something before I came in.
Kerry Kittle, Skittles.
We should have warned you. I mean, Andres Galarraga, Big Cat.
Carl Anthony Towns. Cat.
that.
I'm getting my butt kicked in it. Like, every time I think I'm thinking of one, then you guys say one. I'm like, I got nothing.
All right, we'll walk you through one. Think of something Halloween-related, and we'll guide you to one.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, we'll, right, we'll I was trying to go to the easy thing because, like, anybody...
Wait, hold on, Stanzik. Now we're giving lessons on how to play the game. Yeah. I mean, right, we should be charging for this, by the way.
But I'm not all that quick-witted. I got to be scripted. No, I mean...
Listen,
I was thinking Michael because Michael Myers, but then I couldn't like.
So now you're headed down down a good path. So just like say something when you think Halloween, you think what?
I think candy.
So if you go, candy. All
right,
so
stay
what
right
kind
there.
Of candy?
Stay on the candy, right?
Well, you already used Reese's, and that's all I can think of now.
Okay, okay? But now think Heath Bar, and then go.
Oh, Heath Shuler.
Yeah, we're back.
Boom.
Oh, I'm so not proud of myself right now.
Feels good, right?
Does it? I don't know. I feel like I've dirtily killed your game. Like I might be the worst person that's ever played this.
No, that was good. You're on the board.
No, you closed the Heath category. It was Heath Ledger or Heath Shuler or Heath Evans. That was it. Good job out of you.
Okay, I feel good about that, I guess. I don't know. Am I supposed to come up with another one?
It never ends.
No, we don't stop. I mean, think about it.
John Bones Jones.
How about that? So those are Halloween-like props, right? Those are right. Who was the quarterback? Skelton? Was it Skelton?
Oh, my God. Yes. John Skelton out of Fordham. That's so good.
You love that, right?
Oh, man. That's a winner. I think we're done.
Listen, we appreciate it. I wanted to have you on to talk about your music career and how you transitioned into to doing what we do for a living, which is completely insane. All right, but we'll do it another time, okay?
Happy Halloween, my friend. I appreciate you having me on. I can't wait to come back on with you.
Stupidity! All right, Stanzik, what'd you think of that? We love Jason Fitz, man. I thought that was fun.
No, I mean, pretty impressive. I'm just still blown away, one, by the animatronics references that he made. I still don't know what they are, even though you asked. And I can't get over him spending $3,000 to $4,000 just on Halloween. That's crazy.
Wait, we asked, he explained, you still don't know what it is?
Yeah, and do you?
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. Yeah. And what the money? That's a concern.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I have an idea. I'm going to text him. I should have done this on air because he is doing updates for Golic and Wingo from his house, you know?
Right.
Have you noticed that? So he's doing them outside. He's showing off the Halloween decorations. And because he's working from home, he can now expense the entire thing to ESPN. I'm going to text him that right now.
Oh, my goodness.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yes. So ESPN has to pick up the tab on his $4,000 worth of Halloween decorations. All right. So I am saving him $4,000 and then I'll tell him to send me $1,000 of it. Okay. Hey, Lizzie, you want to spend $4,000 or you want to spend $1,000? I mean, whatever you want.
You're sick. The way that mind works. Oh my God.
And listen, I'll cut you in 50-50. Okay?
90-10?
50-50, I mean 90-10. Yeah. Stupidity. All right, Stanzik, let's keep this Halloween theme going. Let's talk to a witch. Back in May, we talked to Priestess Roslyn. We had her on the show. There were witches. They were convening around Madison Square Garden. They were trying to help out nice witches, good witches, okay? They were in front of Madison Square Garden. They were doing all kinds of things to try to help the Knicks land Zion Williamson. Clearly, that didn't work. So we're going to bring her up. Her name is Priestess Roslyn. She is a witch whose witchcraft is sketchy at best. Stupidity!
All right. Stu, Priestess Roslyn is with us.
All right.
Big day tomorrow.
Hello, Priestess Roslyn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing, are you getting ready for Halloween? What's going on? You're a witch, I mean.
Well, actually, we call it Samhain. We don't actually call it Halloween.
What do you call it?
It's called Samhain, H-A-M-H-A-I-N. It's a Celtic name, actually.
Thought it was a fish.
And
oh, yeah. I did too. How about this? Stanzik, how about this? The Celtics.
Yes.
Yeah. Larry Bird going to be at your Halloween party? I mean,
this is actually our biggest night of the year. This
sounds
is
about
when,
right.
You know, we'll do open circles. We invite other people to just, you know, join us in the festivities. But this is the night where we honor the dead and, it's also the halfway point between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice.
Wow. Do you get on brooms or?
Of course. It's ladies' night out tonight. We're going flying.
Really?
I mean, listen,
Priestess Roslyn, I want to be a part of this night. How do we become a witch? I mean, I'm serious. I'm saying, you want in? It sounds delightful. I mean, the Celtics, broomsticks, the whole thing. I mean, talking to the dead, Grateful Dead.
Is there a cauldron?
Of course.
What's in it? Animal blood?
No. I don't do anything with animal blood.
But the others did.
there are other types of witches who do, but that's not what I practice.
Okay, good. Well, explain to the audience exactly what it is that you practice.
It's quite complicated. I practice actually an ancient Italian tradition called Strega. But, you know, we can just say Wicca for all intents and purposes. That's mostly what people know here in the U.S.
Okay. And so is it Halloween night that's the big night or the night before Halloween? Which is the big night?
So Samhain or Halloween itself is our big night. So this is the night where the veil is thinnest between the living and the dead.
Oh, I got
it. So we would, like, at our supper table, it's traditional. And you still see it actually happening a lot in Europe because that's where this tradition came from.
Right.
But to honor the dead, like, we'll leave an empty place, like a place setting at the dinner table, you know, just in memory of all of those who have gone before us.
Elijah?
Elijah?
Isn't that a Jewish tradition? They leave a seat for Elijah?
Yeah, well, that's Passover, though, Stanzik. I mean, we're talking to a witch, not a rabbi.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
Stu, I knew you'd get it. I knew you'd get the Jewish tradition. I just, wait, some, you know, part of my mind knew that.
No, but this is to honor all dead people, not a specific dead person, right? Have you ever honored, like, a specific
dead?
Okay, so it's just all dead, anyone who's died, right?
Yeah, I mean, your family, your past loved ones. I mean, this is the night that we honor them. And if they want to come and visit or send us any signals, this is the day of the year or the night of the year where, like I said before, the veil between the living and the dead is the thinnest.
And
so if you want to make contact, tonight's the best night to try to do that.
And has anyone ever sent you any signals?
I always get visits from my grandparents.
Do you really? Do you ever get visits from famous people?
I'm still waiting on Marilyn, Marilyn Monroe.
Right. You're still waiting,
right?
He has
not shown yet, but no.
Did you just say that your grandparents have reached out to you from the beyond?
All the time.
Can you give me the most recent example? Like,
you know what? I actually have a friend coming to spend the week with me from California, and my paternal grandmother died when I was in fifth grade. Okay. And she took care of me. She basically raised me for the first couple years of my life. And she has, there's a white stool from the 50s that's hers. And last night, as I was moving things around, completely, like, the smell of her perfume just came out of nowhere. And this is, you know, she died like 40 years ago.
Wow.
So that's, you know, to smell that all of a sudden, that's definitely a sign that she's right there.
Wow. Like, can you reach out to someone on my behalf? Is that possible? Like, how does that work?
I can try. Yeah.
Like, on the air right now, you can?
No, I'd rather try to do it in person, but.
Okay. We're going to have to, Stanzik, we have to set this up. Okay.
Yeah. Rosalind, are there chants?
Yeah, are there chants that we do? What do we do? Because do me a favor. I want you to explain to the audience. You were on our show, and I want you to explain to the audience. You were outside Madison Square Garden, and you were trying to get the Knicks Zion Williamson, correct?
Yeah, we got pretty close. I got to say that.
You did get close, but I got to be honest with you. I think you got the right guy in R.J. Barrett. I mean, now it just dawned on me. You cast the spell on Zion, didn't you? That's why he's out 6 to 8 weeks, right?
If you're happy with it, I'll take credit for it.
I want him to never play again, okay?
Okay.
Unless he's wearing a Knick jersey, then I want him to play and never get hurt, okay?
Got it. We got it. We're on
But take care of RJ for me, all right?
Sure thing.
Until we trade him and then cast a spell on him.
I'll give you the book. I'll teach you how to do it.
Oh, my God. I love this. So here, I am being dead serious. Dead, probably not the right word to use. But I am being serious here that me, Stanzik, and you, Priestess Rosalind, we are going to get together and we are going to talk to – you're going to reach out to someone that's important to me that has passed away and to Stanzik, and we're going to do this together in person, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm even going to offer you something even more interesting.
Money?
A dear friend of mine was actually last week. He was in Salem, and Ripley's, believe it or not, covered him because he just set the world's record for the largest Ouija board, and it was on display in Salem on October 12th. He actually lives here in Jersey with me, so I will bring him. He's part of the Talking Board Society, and I think we can really have some fun.
All right, Stanzik, are you in? This is amazing.
Yeah, I'm 100% in. Who are we talking to?
Who do you want to reach out to? You tell me.
I thought you wanted to reach out to Jerry Garcia.
I do want to reach out to Jerry Garcia, of course.
The Grateful Dead.
Yeah, the Grateful Dead. Yes. Yeah. So, well, yes. I mean, I'm certain there are more important people in my life who have passed away, like my grandfather that I'd like to talk to, but I'll go Jerry Garcia. Jerry. Who are you going with?
Nah, I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm a little more curious about Rosalind's thoughts on Halloween. Like, Rosalind, what do you think about people wearing witch costumes? Does that offend you?
I love it. I absolutely love it because You know what? I mean, if you go back to ancient times, I mean, this could be, I don't know how much time we have to talk about this because this could take a long time. But
if you go from ancient times to the present day, we don't have that much time.
Yeah, tighten it up.
Okay. I think it's great because, you know, witches are healers. You know, in ancient times, we were the midwives. We were the doctors. That's what everything was. You know, we worshiped the earth. And that got changed as Christianity and other religions kind of took over and developed. So I think it's great where all of a sudden on Halloween, witches are no longer these scary, evil things. You know, it's something that's fun. It's something that's accepted. And I love it.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be myself.
Oh, really? You've never worn a costume for Halloween ever?
When I was a kid, I did. But I just wear,
I guess once you become a witch, right?
Yeah, you put the pointy hat on.
I mean, once you become a witch, you can't dress up as Scooby-Doo. I mean,
well, you can. But, you know, it's definitely fun to be able to wear clothing that's only reserved for rituals out in the public eye and be accepted for that.
Okay, this is fantastic. Do you leave candy? What happens? Like, if someone knocks on your door, you do? You leave candy?
Totally, yes. You know what? You don't even know
how
many people...
You're a nice witch. I mean,
I know.
Most witches are very, very nice. And they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're people that in broad daylight you would never know are actually witches.
Really? So, like, witches, they're just walking amongst us, right? We have no idea?
Exactly. I mean, I have short blonde hair. I don't have long black hair and a big wart on my nose.
With a black pointy hat on.
Exactly.
Your skin's not green?
I'm very pale, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, you're not flying past us on broomsticks. Right. It all makes sense now. Listen, I got to be a part of this entire thing, okay? All of it. Like, I need to hang out with you on Halloween. We need to talk to people from my past.
Come here. Yes. I have a black cat. He sits in the window.
Of course you do. Right.
He's basically immortal. He's almost 17, and he's never had a health problem. So, come hang out.
All right, we're going to do it. Sanzik, road trip?
I'm in. Rosalind, you're terrifying and exciting all at the same time.
No, but this is, I mean, listen, we are doing a Halloween special on Priestess Rosalind. I can't believe we have an actual witch on. This is so exciting. It really is. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Well, I would love to have you guys come out, or we can come there and, have a little open ritual. We'll keep it very basic, but we'll get you in the club.
I got to be honest with you. I would like to be in the club. I am telling you that, I can't speak for Stanzik, but the idea of bringing a witch and a guy with a big Ouija board into my house is not going to fly, okay?
So the fact that he also drives a hearse with a Ouija board in the back, I think that's a no-go.
Now you're
right. That's a no-go. I'm out.
Okay. We'll come in regular car.
Okay. Listen, we'll either come to you or we'll meet halfway, okay? That's what we're going to do, all right? Priestess Rosalind, this has been amazing. Seriously, I'm not certain we've ever been better than we've been, than
awesome.
We just were.
I'm so happy.
I'm not even joking. I'm serious. You might be the best guest we've ever had on this podcast, okay?
Anytime. You know what? Listen, let's make some merchandise. Let's do this.
Okay, done. 90-10? That
we'll
means I take 90%. That. Okay, all right, listen, 50-50, okay? 50-50, 50-50, okay? 50-50.
We'll discuss, yeah.
Okay. All right, Priestess Rosalind, we appreciate it. I'm going to have you on more often because I'm fascinated by all of this, okay? And if you wouldn't mind, okay, perhaps cast a spell on that Brady character, okay?
On Brady. Okay, yeah, I'll work on that.
And while you're at it, since you're, when in Rome, you might as well throw one on Belichick too, okay?
Got it.
All right, the entire organization. Let's
vote it be. We got it.
All right, make Bob Kraft go away.
Awesome.
Okay? All right.
Sure thing.
All right, thank you, Princess Ros. Princess. Priestess Rosalind.
I like that even better.
No, but you're a witch. No. You can't be. Listen, you can't be both. Choose one.
Says who?
All right, Priestess Rosalind. This has been fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Stanzik, we had just had a witch up.
What just happened?
She's going to make us a part of the club that I'm not even certain I want to be a part of this club.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be a part of that club.
She's trying to turn us into witches, right?
Yeah, there's some blood transfusions involved there that I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, but there's a cauldron. I mean, and here's the other thing. I mean, if she teaches us correctly, I think we have a chance to I could finally get Brady Belichick out of my life. I mean, this is, and who do you want out of your life? I mean, me? You made me disappear.
Cast a spell on that magician.
Oh, yeah. He did a number on Matt Nagy and the Bears. Nagy asked for a refund. Hocus pocus. I'm going to make your Super Bowl aspirations disappear. Aspirations. That quarterback that was good? Nope.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Pinheiro sucks too. Meanwhile, Cody Parkey's over there and he's perfect. That f***ing magician. I'm going to have to confront him and all my demons at Lake Tahoe for this golf tournament. He'll be there. Oh, my God.
Bring the priestess.
I will. I'm bringing her everywhere.
And the guy with the Ouija board.
No, that guy's
and the
creepy.
Hearse.
That guy's creepy.
The Undertaker.
Listen, I am telling you, that priestess, she's my soulmate. If Dan and I ever stop doing this show together, it's going to be Priestess Rosalind with Stugatcha. I'll give her top billing. Would you?
Stu Gatz and the Witch. Rossini's like, what'd you call me?
So was Abby. Stupidity.